Well, not Abraham. I mean, think about it. When you get directions from someone, don't you like to get street names? And maybe some things that, you know, what's on the corner that I can, so I know where to turn, right? Whenever Jamie and I lived in Altamont, Kansas, everybody knew our house as Grandma Carnahan's house. We didn't know it as Grandma Carnahan's house, but we'd be trying to tell people where we lived, and they'd say, oh, you live in Grandma Carnahan's house. Yeah, I know where that is, right? Yeah, we like destinations like that, you know? And I don't know about you, but when someone tells me, Eric, you turn right here, I'm thinking, okay, do you mean east or west? What? Anybody else think like that? Guys, do any of you think that way, guys? All right, moving on. But what did God say to Abraham? Verse 1 tells us, the Lord said to Abraham, go to the land that I will show you. Go to the land I will show you. Now, that's really good directions, isn't it? I could get there, couldn't you? Can you get there? Yeah. Don't you think Abram was standing there going, okay, which way do you want me to go, God? Just give me a hint here, please, right? Can you at least point me in the right direction? Sometimes I'm surprised that Abram got anywhere. I mean, I don't know, maybe you don't know how it is, but do you ever feel overwhelmed because of all the things that you need to get together or organize? I mean, if you've looked at my desk, you would understand. Because I'm overwhelmed when I look at it. I just go study somewhere else. It's a lot easier that way, right? But anyway, do you ever feel overwhelmed with all that you feel that you need to do? But God called Abram to go to the land that I will show you. Not only was Abram probably overwhelmed where to go, he was probably overwhelmed with all the stuff he had to prepare. God asked him to leave all that he has ever known. Now let's think about this for a minute. First of all, he was 75. All right? God asked him to leave all that he had ever known. The stability of a land where he'd probably spent most of his life. Ancient writings literally tell us that Abram's father, Abram's grandfather, and Abram's great-grandfather all have towns named after them where we understand Abram to be from. He knew this area very, very well. Think of the comfort of a secure town that knows you. Now, some of the youth are going, yeah, I wish I wasn't in the comfort of a secure town that knows me. But those of us who are older, isn't it nice to be in a town that you can walk down the street and say hi to people that you have a connection with? Yeah. Abram had that. And you know, Abram was rich. And as rich as he was, he had established business and routines in that area. And God asked him to go to a land that I will show you. Now remember, there were no phones. All the youth are probably going, good Lord, what in the world did they do? There were no phones, there were no TVs, there were no Wii's, there were no... That's a game for people that don't know. There wasn't Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. All right? No, there wasn't. You may not see people that you know for years if they were traveling. You wouldn't know if they were alive or dead. There was no trains, no planes, no automobiles to get you back home if things go wrong. On one hand, Abram had great faith, didn't he? I'll give him that. However, on the other hand, let's look at some details that may bring it home just a little bit. Abram was a rich man with many, many possessions, and God called him. Now listen to this. God called him, remember, to go, but to go from what? To go from your country, to go from your kindred, and to go from your father's house to the land that I will show you. But let's see what Abram left with. Let's see what Abram, whenever he went, what did he take with him? If you would, if you haven't put away your Bible, praise God. If you have, let's turn back to Genesis 12. Let's begin with verse 4. Genesis 12.